Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All things game, all the time. Sit back and soak it up. WJamesD.com. Now, let's get in motion.
Okay, well, first, let me congratulate you on actually finishing a book, because I do get a lot of people that, you know, they ask me about self-publishing and things like that, and I do tell them, step one, you got to actually finish the book first. So I say, finish your book, and then you get back to me. So congratulations on that. You already got your book done, and you're working on your second book, which is excellent. So now we can just go ahead and get down to business. So tell me a little bit about what your book is about.
Well, my book is basically my testimony. However, in addition to it being my testimony, it teaches women how to first avoid the traps that I fell into. We often do, because we feel like we need to re-raise men and become their moms all over again, and everything that should have been done with their mother. Okay. And it also teaches women, if you do find yourself in these types of situations, what you can do to find your way out. My book is very much faith-based, because I can only speak on what I know.
Right.
And it gives a glimpse into, I have a segment throughout the book where I talk real talk, and I take a break kind of from what the, storyline
is to basically give some
real and rather raw feedback. Because this is not a blame game. It's about taking accountability for your actions as well. So, I speak real.
That actually sounds
interesting. And talking about, what did you do to contribute to the message you're in? What could you have done differently?
Mm.
Which is certain areas that we really need to take responsibility for, and clean those things up, so we
won't
find ourselves repeating and living in a cycle.
Right, those cycles, those are killer. So those always mean that you haven't learned a lesson, usually.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I guess your main issue right now is you're just trying to increase awareness to your book and increase book sales. Is that correct?
Yes, and I also want to do, I'm not really sure on how I'm going to do this, or if this is actually a good idea.
Okay.
However, I would like to kind of reel my book back in, revise it, and change some things. I want to change, there's more things that I want to add to it, and there are different things that I would like to do differently. I would like to have, I wanted to be a little more in detail. Since this is my first book, I've learned a lot by trial and error. I just wrote it down in a notebook, and I started typing. And then once I finished typing, I tried to put things in order. So this was really my first leap of faith in being an author. I knew I had a story to tell. I knew I had some books inside of me. And I wasn't sure on how to get those books out of me. So now that I've learned and I've watched other authors and looked at their platform, the second book will be a lot different as far as marketing and layout, book cover, things that I've learned along the way and things that I'm still learning. So, yes, I would like to increase my sales. However, I would like to grow as an author.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you definitely need an author platform. Some people just have a book in them, they just kind of want to get it out. But yeah, if you do definitely want to increase awareness to yourself as an author, you need an author platform. Since you do not have, and you're not going through what's called the legacy publishers, those are the six big publishing houses that have been around for a long, long time. Since you're not going through them, everything's on you, and already in the email, like I told you, writing a book, right, that's only about 40% of the work, 50% of the work. The rest is just getting yourself out there as an author, marketing, and actually advertising the book. So, did you want to focus on just, did you just want to focus on the overall methods and things to do that? Or you want to just focus on one book? Or what, how, what can I do to help you? What kind of information do you need exactly?
I would like to actually learn how to properly and successfully build my textbook.
Okay.
I want to put in the work for that.
All right.
So that's what I want to do.
And you said you started a blog, right?
Well, I had one a while back. And I started it, but I really wasn't too familiar with it. And I'm still not too familiar with it. And then after speaking with you via email, I went back to my old blog on Blogger, and I kind of updated it. And I'm looking for a professional. I need everything to be professional. I don't want to have the amateur look, if you know what I'm saying.
Very good. Very good. Gotcha.
And I just need to raise my game.
Okay.
I need everything to be on task. I need to work in a state of excellence.
Okay.
So,
well, you almost bringing a tear to my eye. That's what I like to hear. Nah, because what you're doing is establishing a brand. Because as an author, you are your own brand. So everything that you do, it needs to come from a kind of a center point of what you're trying to represent, the message that you have, the messages that you want to convey. And personally, yeah, quality, professionalism, all those things I feel personally are extremely important. Okay, so what was your main focus when you first started it? Or is it just something that you did because you just wanted to write? You just enjoyed writing?
When I first started it, I just wanted to talk. It was the things that I needed to get out, things that I felt, that was my motivation. It was things that I felt that women in general needed to know. That is my passion. My passion is for women because of my background. And the life that I've led up until the very day, there are so many things that women needed to know, and I wanted to put it out there. However, it was no order. I just needed to talk. It was just something burning in me, and I needed to say it.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's perfect. Okay. All right, I guess we should start. Are you familiar with what a brand is?
Iris has been my branding coach. I've been working with Iris. Yes, yes.
I love Iris.
And I was texting it. so she has, you know, been working with me and teaching me some things. And we just finished actually entry level for the past month. It was once a week, 4 months. And she was giving me guidance and telling me what she needed me to do.
Okay.
She pushed me, and she made me, she kind of pulled out of me. She said, what are you trying to say to the world? What is it that you need to say?
Right, right.
What are you trying to express? Because you are your brand, just like you said. She said, you are the brand.
Right. That's
you. We're marketing you as a person.
Right. That's exactly
said,
correct.
Okay. So she made me come up with a mission statement. So I did a mission statement. She made me come up with a vision statement as well. She made me do a tagline. And she said, you know, as time progresses, she said, these things will, you know, probably change, you know, slightly. She said, but I should never stray too far away from what I'm going. I should always represent.
That's absolutely correct.
That, you know, particular thing. And my thing is women. And to be honest, I have a thing for hurting women. Women get hurt from drug addiction to abortion to sexual abuse. That's
right.
my passion. And that's what my brand needs to be built off of. Not to say we're going through the problems, but being a survivor.
That's powerful.
I need other women to understand that they don't have to succumb to the challenges of their life, in their lives. They don't have to.
That's powerful. Okay.
So, you know, that is it, and that's what I need to display. That's what I want to display.
Okay.
That's it. In a nutshell, it's a lot, but.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a little time to kind of break it down and simplify it. I can just tell by the way you're talking about it that you're very passionate about it. I can tell. I talk to a lot of people. And I'm going to give you, I know Iris has a slightly different way of explaining branding. I'm going to explain it the way I explain it. And so if you just, for a second, just travel back in your mind to high school for a moment. And when you were in high school, you had a lot of different people known for a lot of different things. So you had the jock who was really good at like every sport. You had the promiscuous young lady. She had a certain type of reputation. You had the tough guy who was just known to, you know, knock people out. You had the eggheads, the nerds, the teacher's pets. And each of these students have just had these labels attached to them. Now, One thing about branding, and we'll stick with the high school example, is some of that stuff may not have been true. The promiscuous young lady, somebody could have just started a rumor. But what happened was, in the minds of the other students, it became true. It became true.
Right.
So what we're dealing with a brand, is we are basically labeling ourselves, and we're passing that on to our potential customers, in this case, about how we want to be perceived. How we want to be perceived. If you do not do that clearly, you can create what is called brand confusion. Brand confusion would be Burger King. What is Burger King known for? Fast food, burgers, shakes, fries. So if you were, mountain climbing, let's just say, and you sprained your wrist or fractured your ankle, for medical treatment, would you go to a place called Burger King Medical? Mentally, you would not. Right, because in your mind, there is nothing that equates quality medical treatment with the Burger King brand. So that would be brand confusion. That would be brand confusion. So our brand, everything we do as authors, and this is business principle, period. Everything we do comes from our brand. Your brand has to be extremely focused and very clear. Every image, every book title, subtitle, every image you use, your blog posts, your blog titles, they all need to come from that single center. If the center is not clear, everything that comes from that center is not going to be clear. If the center is incomplete, when you're just getting started, you have to be very precise and very clear. Once you hit the big time, then you can start doing other things. So when we do our marketing, that comes from our brand. Everything we do comes from our brand, even the way your business cards are designed. So what I encourage people to do are look for colors that represent. Start with your colors, because if you're going to be blogging or even your website, it needs to have a color scheme to it. Your business cards need to have a color scheme to it. All of this needs to be in line. It all needs to flow. And like you said, you're going for quality, professionalism. This is what you want. I would suggest picking three colors that represent, once you define your brand, and from the way you're talking, it sounds like you're pretty much there. So I would move on to, you know, just picking kind of three colors for yourself. Now, my colors are very simple. I use a lot of whites, grays, and various shades of blue. So if you go to my blog, if you hit the blog tab, have you got to the website yet?
Oh, I'm clicking every tab.
Okay, yeah. All right, so when you go to my blog, the thing about blogging, which is very important, and I actually did an experiment for 30 months, because I originally started blogging. I still have a blog on Blogger, as a matter of fact. I had stopped writing it back in 2006. So I picked it back up when I started writing books. So I picked my blog back up. So the thing with the blog is title and a very focused message. And also you want to break your text up with images, because people still do read, which I was surprised with all the videos and all that stuff going on today. People still do read, but they don't want to look at a wall of text either. So I always try to include at least three images throughout. And what a blog is in the modern time, it used to be what I use it for and what you're using yours for, just kind of expressing yourself, almost like we do with social media now. Just kind of expressing yourself, okay, saying what you have to say. And you can still do that. But behind blogging, you're really marketing. You're really marketing. You're not advertising, you're marketing. Okay. If you're just going to use a blog as your author platform, these are, of course, your thoughts, things that you want to bring to people's attention, things you're very passionate about, subjects that may be interesting to other people, but your blog is not about you. You may be talking about yourself. Right. You may be talking about things you're passionate about, but the blog's really not about you, because you want it to reach certain people.
It's a service, right?
Exactly. Perfect. Exactly. It's a service. You're just kind of relaunching everything, rebranding yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, which is actually good, because it gives me the opportunity to do it right.
Okay.
You know, so it's, I see it as a good thing versus, you know, something challenging. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
I'm going to do it right from the start, you know?
Okay. You're on top of your stuff now.
So I haven't been making too much hype about my book, because I know I have an intention on, you know, transitioning. So, there are people that have my book, you know, but I listened to the tips that you gave me when we conversated via email about, you know, the process and the way a cover should look. And, you know, I took those things very seriously. So now I have the opportunity to just transition to make those changes.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's cool about Amazon is once you re-upload those files, new cover, new interior, everybody that already bought the book, they'll be able to re-download all the whole new version. Just as long as you still use the same Amazon, what do they call it, AIN number. As long as you still have the same AIN number, yeah, they can download all the updated files, new cover and everything. So, that's already in place for you. Yeah, Amazon's really, really good. Yeah, it is. Because, I mean, there's people that...
I'm so excited now.
There's people that do like a chapter a month. People buy the first, or they might have like have a small book, three chapters, and they add like a chapter a month. So people are buying the entire book at once, but it starts off with three chapters, and every month the author will add a new chapter and upload it, and then they can download it. So Amazon gives us that power.
It's like opening my eyes to like so much stuff. I'm like, oh my goodness. Yep. Wow.
Yeah, Amazon. It's
stuff I didn't know about.
Yeah, Amazon is awesome. I'll say that. So
yeah, I'm like, wow, this is...
They're awesome. And once you can consistently stay within the top 200 of your particular category, Amazon will advertise your book for you.
How do you achieve that goal? Is that through the marketing and putting those, utilizing a blog as a platform?
Right.
Because I see people that, you know, launch themselves, you know, we all use people. Everybody's using Amazon and uploading, you know, Amazon is using plenty. And I see people and I'm like, okay, because everybody is an indie, it seems like. It seems like, you know, that's what everything is turning into.
Right.
And I see people, oh, I'm, you know, up in the top 20. I'm like, how are they doing it?
Well, see.
Because I know these people, and I'm like, how are they doing that?
But see,
not knocking them.
It's not that hard. It's really not that hard. See, a lot of people think, oh, well, to get in the top 20, man, they must be selling like 10, 15, 20 books a week. No.
Yes.
They're not.
Okay.
It's not difficult. What I told Iris when she released her first book on Amazon, I told her the same thing. It's like your numbers, because I check my numbers when I'm actually on point. But I check my rankings pretty much 2 times a day because those numbers fluctuate a lot because there's a lot of authors out there. But if when you launch or relaunch, and if you can get just 10 people to back you that can, or 10, at least 10, if you can get 15, 20, even better.
Okay.
And they can all agree to buy your book within that first week. More than likely, depending on your category, and you have a very unique category, the way I'm envisioning it. Depending on your category, yeah, you should be able to shoot up into the top 200, no problem. If you can have 10 to 20 people purchase your book within that first week, you relaunch it, it'll jump. It'll jump up there.
We didn't make it a year ago.
I was around.
It's like, wow. Okay.
You know
that I'm not even mad. You know, it's all right. I know better. It's made it do better.
Definitely.
It's all right.
All right.
I'm learning so much.
Okay. Good. And like I said, just stop me because I'm kind of jumping here and there. I'm just trying to kind of give you like just an overview of some stuff. And if you need some further detail on things, just ask. For right now, let's just jump to Amazon.com.
I'm already on Amazon.
Okay. Just the regular Amazon, right?
Not the...
Okay. So just the regular Amazon, right? Not the KDP.
Yep, regular Amazon.
Okay. Now, here's a trick with Amazon. This is how you find your keywords and your categories that you put your book into. A lot of people don't know this.
Okay.
So, when we put anything in the search bar in Amazon... Let's put lights. LIGHTS.
Okay.
All right. Now, from top to bottom, skip anything with the, you know, all departments, anything with the orange. Don't worry about those. But when we start going down from top to bottom in order, these are the highest searches. These are actual search words. For lights.
Okay.
So LED lights, that is their most popular search term for lights.
Okay.
When you're going through for your categories, remember when you're doing the book on Amazon, it's asking you what categories does your book go into. So we want to run our searches just like this and just plug in keywords and just see what comes up, what relates to our book. And you know, you want to click on some of these and just kind of see what just where it goes and see if that your book fits any of those things. So like anointed, let's try anointed words. Let's see where that takes us. More than likely it should go to books. It goes to books, a couple MP3s, a VHS tape. People still sell those. All right.
I know.
Okay. So
I'm about to be excited or depressed at the moment. I don't even know. I'm finding out way too much information. I don't even know how to feel about this right now.
But
But
yeah, just look through the list and see, just kind of get a feel like, okay, does any of this kind of relate to my message, to my book, to my brand? Does any of this relate? And if you don't feel it relates, then you go find another keyword for another category. So I know women, let's not even go there, but you might have to. Since your book is directed toward women, it's definitely a keyword that I would include. You may want to consider, let's put in women. Let's see what comes up. Okay, so we got women's boots, women's shirts, shoes, clothing, socks, bathing suits, Halloween costumes, jewelry. So we have to get a little bit more specific. So let's go. Women, let's try inspirational. Women inspirational pulls up women inspirational gifts, women inspirational wall art posters, sterling silver wall art posters, leather bracelet. I don't think any of that would really relate, so we would have to go find another word to add with women. But anyway, this takes some time. This is the back end work to start creating your, well, actually get your book in the proper categories. And we're also going to help use these words to start marketing your book. Because since Amazon is so powerful, a lot of these keywords will work when people go to Google. And sometimes, if I'm in the process of writing a book, of course I have a working title. But sometimes just through the keywords, it might change. It might not change my book title, but it might change my subtitle. I might actually insert some keywords into my subtitle. It's pretty much the same process. You're at a very good place, actually, because you're at a point where you know you're already started, but now you're working on the back end. So you're actually at a good point because you can pretty much go any direction you want right now. Yes, you have a book out, but since you're changing the name, your author name, you're building an author platform, you can go any direction you want. So it's really just based upon your creativity and streamlining your message. You're good.
Okay.
You're good. You'll be fine.
All right.
You'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Well, that gives me hope. That ain't probably because it sounded too good a few minutes ago. I was like, okay, now, I'm not in the blood, sweat, and tears here. You know, and I know it's. You know, this is my first book, but, you know, for me, that's like my first baby. So I, you know.
Yeah, I know. Authors and their first book. I know. You know, one of the.
I know you know.
Oh, it was just something when I first. Now, I'll put my book on Kindle first. But when I held in my hand my proof paperback. Oh, that was like. That feeling, man. Because this is like all that work and to be able to hold a book. With my name on it that I wrote, that was a great feeling for me, and I still get excited. My friend wrote a book, and I got excited over his paperback.
Wow, I to be honest, I went on Facebook and I was looking at your stuff, and I want to check it out. I want to see what was going on with you. It's ironic. I'm going to tell you a quick short story. It's about you.
Okay.
When I first met Iris, I was living in South Carolina. This was several months ago. And her and I were talking. And then once I moved here several months ago, you know, we started talking and, you know, we were working together. And she said, you know, it's a guy I want you to meet. And she said, you know, he's a good guy. He's so experienced. I said, okay, cool. I said, sounds good. You know? So then, a little later, I meet this young lady. So I come on. I go, I sit, I met her up at the Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
Up on Cobb Parkway. And I'm sitting in there. She said, you know what? She said, I need you to meet this guy. I said, okay. She said, he's really good. I said, okay. And then she started talking. I said, can I ask you a question? She said, sure. I said, about 8 to 10, is this man named James? She said, how do you know? I said, because Alice told me the same exact thing. And she just laughed. I said, yeah. I said, that is so ironic because they had no idea, you know, that they were telling me the same thing months apart. It was crazy. I said, okay, now. So I said, yeah, let me go on. He said, well, my husband's an author, and, you know, we have some events. So they invited me to a couple of events. So I went on your Facebook, and I was, you know, checking out your books and everything, and, you know.
Okay, well, that's good. Those are good things. You had me nervous there for a second.
It was pretty good. And I was like, all right, I said, this brother got it together. I said, okay, I'll see you. Yeah, so, you know, it's like if you go on an interview, you kind of research the company. You want to know,
right?
You know,
right. Yeah, that's fair.
And let me know that people will do the same to me.
Yes.
You know, and let me know the same thing. So I need to be on task.
Yes. So, I love your attitude, by the way.
I'm looking forward to it.
I love your attitude.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I'm ready to go now. I'm ready. There's so many things I want to do, but I know I need to go step by step.
Yeah.
I know that.
But yeah, those ideas that you get, yeah, just write them down. I got an app in my phone. I just write ideas down. Sometimes it's just book titles, subtitles, subjects.
You know, I do that too. I have so many titles. I'll read anywhere if I keep a notebook with me.
Yeah, that'll work.
It just has titles or ideas, and I just write because I know at some point in time I'm going to come back to it, and right. I need it. I have to write it down in the moment. So I always keep a book on my night table. I keep one in my purse, and you know, because I always need. Sometimes, you know, ideas come when they come.
Exactly. Like to lose that inspiration, that stuff hurts, man. It's like, I know I just had that idea like an hour ago. What is it? Oh, that right there. I'm not an easy person to get frustrated, but that frustrates me. Because sometimes those things don't come back. They don't come back. And even like when I'm writing and I'm interrupted, I'm a little better now. But because when I'm writing, I kind of have the paragraph pretty much already worked out in my head. And if I'm interrupted and I lose that train of thought, that frustrates me. It frustrates me.
Have you ever suffered from writer's block?
Very seldom. I try to only write about things that keep me inspired while I'm writing them. Like things in me, like you. Like I write about things that I've experienced. That I know. Okay. So it's more of a matter of just being motivated. Because there's a book I was writing that I never finished. There's a couple fiction books I started. And I'm not a fiction writer. But there's a couple fiction books I started that I lost interest in. And I just lost the motivation. So, you know, I still have them. And I look at them every once in a while. And I'll be like, you know, I just like what I'm writing now. Because it's things that I've experienced. Things I'm very passionate about. I like teaching people and I like helping people. Yeah, all my books are... I try to take out all, like, fluff stuff. And I just... It's just information. I don't do the fluff. Like, my books are just... I try to write them in a way where... I start off with, you know, basic concepts. And I just build on them all throughout the book. So by the time you get to the end of the book, you have kind of like a big picture. And I just take out everything that doesn't need to be in there. And it's just kind of my writing style.
Okay.
While we're on the subject of that, book covers. Let's cover book covers real quick. So go back to my website. Yeah. You go back to my website and go to the books tab. And I will explain to you these book covers and why they are the way they are.
I'm there.
Okay. So let's start off with the Max Bible. So the Max Bible, of course, is directed towards men, which is why there's women on the cover, in provocative positions. Okay.
That's the one.
Okay. I don't know. All the women that have read that book that I've talked to, they said they actually like it. So.
I like stuff like that. That's why I said that. I'm intrigued.
Okay, yeah, they said they actually like it. They got something out of it. So I was like, okay, that's not what I expected, but it's nice to hear. So again, we're dealing with a clear communication. So just by looking at that cover, I was able to do that with this book. My other books are a little bit different. But this book, I was able to communicate clearly. Just by looking at the cover and the title, you know it's about women. You don't even have to read the subtitle. Right, so I use purple. Purple indicates royalty. There's a crown up there. And we're also using gold. Gold is also a very good contrast with purple. And it also goes through and solidifies that feeling of royalty. So we have a nice border around it. When you use soft, curvy lines, those are good lines to use. It could be in a border. It could be your actual text. It could be your subtitle. When you use curvy lines, that denotes femininity. It denotes softness. Straight lines, hard corners, That denotes a more masculine, something a little bit more harder. So keep that in mind through your cover design. And like I told you via email, your title of your book, always in all caps. Always, 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 that your book is the show. The author is just... Yeah, you're the author. You're just kind of sitting off in the back. You know what I'm saying? You're like, you know, you're just there. You're just managing. Right. You're just presenting. But the book is the show. That's the headliner. That's what we want people to get. So again, not about you. It's about them. Right. But we want to present to them something that, you know, our potential readers will find hopefully valuable. They'll see some value in it. Your book cover itself is marketing. It has to communicate its own thing. It has to communicate what the book's about, but it has to communicate in a way that speaks to your market of readers. It has to communicate to them. It has to.
So I understand what you mean by making sure that cover targets your actual market.
Right.
So that means a lot to me with the soft curve line for the women, you know, because it's, you know, not so bam up in your face, but you're kind of drawn to it. So I get it.
Especially when you're on Amazon. Again, like I told you, when people are going through those books, they're just looking at thumbnails, small little thumbnails. So your thumbnail, your book cover, it needs to have something that draws the eye. So they at least take the time to read the title and the subtitle. That is the biggest thing. Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
When you do your book title, do you create them on Amazon, or is there something separate that you do and then you upload it through Amazon?
My book title?
I never understood that. Let me do your actual book cover.
No, I create them.
Is there something... Okay.
Yeah, I create them, and Amazon has a certain dimension that they use, so I'll scale it down to that particular dimension, and then, I'll upload it. When you're filling out all the information for the publishing of the book, there's an area where you upload that, and they'll add it onto the actual downloaded book. Is that what you were asking?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, you want to have your book, just the book cover separate. Now, for the website, of course, I impose these over what looks like paperback books because, in my opinion, they look better on the website than just the cover itself just sitting there.
This is so enlightening. Oh. I learned so much.
Well, good. I'm glad. Like I said, I'm very passionate toward my authors. It really takes a very focused mind to finish a book. It really does. And
it does.
Because it's not a hard process. It just takes focus and the desire to finish it.
When I received my books, what I did was, there were a few people that I gave my books to. I wanted them to read it, and I actually gave, because I'm a black woman, and I was in a hood, and I wasn't required to be there, but that's where I chose to be.
Right.
I would get different people to read my books. And that's the thing, and that's why I need to change this cover. I need to, because I'm not getting what I need. And everyone has read this book, even Karen Joseph, when she did our free book giveaway.
Yeah.
She told me, she said, I could not put that book down. She said, it was amazing. I said, really? She said, yes. She said, people need to see this. She said, this book right here, she said, I see movies for you. I said, really? She said, it's amazing. But if no one ever reads it,
right,
you know, I'm missing the boat.
Right.
And it wasn't written for sure. This is my life. This is true. But I need to have it in such a way where, like you said, my marketing is on task, or my cover is on task, that I am channel and focus. I just need to operate in a state of excellence, and I just need to get this done. That's why I don't want to discard my book. I want to change the things that I need to change to make it successful.
Yeah.
So that's
Well, hey, I'm here. I got your back. Like I said, I love doing this stuff. Like authors, like when Iris called me, I'll meet with you. You know, I'll help you get it up and popping. Like that's not a problem because again, like I said, I talk to a lot of people that have the thought, but the desire's not there. The willpower's not there.
Right. So,
right.
I want it to be good. I want to do well.
I'm sorry.
I do, and more or less for other women, because every woman that has actually read the book has always reached out to me. Now they call me alone.
That's powerful. That is exactly what
that's
you want. That is exactly what you want. So the content is right. We just got to get the packaging right.
Right. Yes, sir.
So that's yes, sir. If the content's
so that's
good.
That's what I want to work on. I want to work on that. And you know, it's amazing as you read your own book, when you tell your story, I like to be extremely descriptive because I want people to be able to imagine or actually visualize where I'm at from the things that I'm eating, where you can almost smell it, where the things that I have gone through, where you'll cry because you can feel it. You know, that's how I write. So,
good.
I need the whole package, right?
So, yeah, your content is there. Yeah, like I said, you just need your packaging right. That's all. You'll be good to go, Sophie.
Yes.
You will be good to go.
Yes.
You'll be good to go.
Yes. So that's what I'm going to work on with you.
All right, I got you. I know we, like I said, we've kind of been all over the place during this talk. I just wanted to kind of give you just kind of a overview, things to kind of pay attention to and things to look at. So first and foremost, of course, go ahead and, you know, revise your book, update it, and get it ready, and start thinking about the cover. What brings across the message of your book? And how you can encapsulate that, you know, with the images and color. Color is very, very important.
I need help with that.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not sure how to capture that in a book cover.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Not sure.
It's rough. Let me tell you that. I'm probably not the best person to talk.
I'm not even sure. Just even sitting here now, if I'm wrecking my brain, I can't
go with
that.
Yeah,
I
gotta see he's available because he's extremely busy. But I'm actually, honestly, probably not the best person to talk to about that. You need somebody that can really go in there and pull out the design aspects of your book. So that'll be Mr. Brian Lewis. And I will see if he is available to at least read a couple chapters of your book, maybe talk to you. I like working with him. We've been friends for a long time, number one. But number two is he gets into the energy that's being conveyed through the message. And he starts pulling design principles off of that. It's amazing. I don't even understand how he does it, but he does it.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, hey. Like I said, my pleasure. Like I said, it's been a pleasure talking to somebody that's already there. You know, because this conversation would have been totally different if you were just starting out. So, yeah. So it's been my pleasure. It's been my pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night. And like I said, just email me with any questions. I got you.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Good night.
Have a good night, sister.
All right.